You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
When I sit down to make a new video, oftentimes my biggest doubts and worries and fear come from, did I get enough footage to tell this story with emotion?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, when I don't have that footage, I go out and I get stock footage because guess what? It works flawlessly. That's why you gotta check out some of the peeps over at videoblocks.com/drone creator. Why? Because if you're like me and you make videos, you may need some copyright-free footage, motion graphics, or audio. So make sure to check them out. And guys, welcome to a very fruitful podcast of Ask Drone You.
I hope it's fruitful. Guys, this is episode number 606. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We really, really do appreciate it.
Yes, actually, we really appreciate the reviews. So everyone that's actually gone out to iTunes or Stitcher, made a review, it really helps other people find this information. And guys, remember, the more people that are educated, the more responsible pilots we have and the more freedom we have to fly. We don't want to end up like Canada. So please share this podcast with someone you know that loves to fly. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show. My name is Paul. You already said your name was Rob.
I'm pretty sure.
And the episode number. You know what, Rob? You are very right about the argument you were making right before this podcast. But I'm really excited to talk today about screens, monitors, iPads. Why? Because there's so much bad information on YouTube. Mm. And the reason is very simple and something that you should think about when you watch YouTube videos. Where is that person located? What environmental restrictions do they have? For example, today we're going to be talking about monitors and screens. 90% of the stuff on YouTube says, the iPad is the best option for the screen. Guess what? No, it ain't. Because why? Most of those people don't live in the desert. We do.
That's
Woo!
Right.
And it gets really, really hot here. And when it gets really, really hot here, do you know what happens? That iPad overheats.
Those suckers overheat pretty easy.
So fast.
Yeah.
And guess what? No video feed. So how do you overcome that? That's what you're going to learn on today's effing flawless show of Ask Drone You. Play that question, Rob. It's getting wild here.
This is Mike from Ohio. I've been flying a Q500 4K for about 8 months. Just bought a P4P, and I've been using my Android device to control it. I'm looking to get an iPad and looking for recommendations. There's been good feedback on the Facebook page, but I wanted Paul's input. Standard versus a mini, Wi-Fi, cellular, GPS enabled. Looking for your input on all of those issues. And I also remember Paul saying to turn off your phone before flight because it can interfere with the transmission of the controller to the bird. So if I'm using a phone with the controller as a monitor, what do I disable or turn off with the cell phone hooked up to the controller? Thanks for your input, and I'll be anxious to hear the answers.
Very good, Mike. Thank you for the question. And there are a lot of choices out there, Paul. And somebody who's kind of new to the game, you know, you're looking at all these options. It could be overwhelming. What do I really need? Do I need to spend the extra money to get the cellular enabled iPad? Do I not do an iPad at all?
Let me ask you a question. By the way, one correction I want to make. We talked a long time ago about the Phantom 4 Pro Plus, the one that comes with the screen. And I said, I don't see any reason why you can't take the screen off of the remote.
Mm-hmm.
It is built on the remote. You cannot take it off.
Right.
I made a mistake. So I just want to clarify that really quick.
Yep.
But let's take a look at the iPad Pro Plus and that new screen, right? Does it have cellular data? No. Is it Wi-Fi enabled? Maybe. But here's the key point. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, it has no way to receive data, which for me, that's a benefit because especially with all these new firmware updates that have been pushed out and people are having issues, for me, in fact, actually when that new subscription thing was coming up on the remotes about 2 weeks ago and everyone was like, oh my gosh, I ran out of cell service and now I can't even start up and fire up my drone. DJI should not have that control. And luckily today, the Supreme Court ruled against all companies that once you sell a product, you no longer have rights to it. So I think these firmware upgrades and, you know, limiting our ability to use the drone after a new drone comes out, those days are over. So at least if they happen again, it's going to be lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, because now the Supreme Court has come out and said, once a patentee sells a product, they no longer have control of that product.
Although I'm curious, or I'm skeptical, because I am convinced there's something built into these phones that make them get worse over time, so you have to buy a new one. I'm convinced.
I think that's actually just poor product management.
Wow. I think I was just taken to the woodshed over the way that I use my phone.
No, I say that because, look, my phone slows down too. Uh-huh. And drone pilots will know this more so than other pilots, because if you're caching your video feed where your videos get logged onto your phone, uh-huh, once your phone starts to fill up, you can't use many apps. Your phone right. doesn't start to work properly. Like, this is why I love Apple over those things, because I have one of those now. What I love about this is I can literally go to usage and data, delete all the stuff that I don't need, and now my phone works like it did when it was brand new.
There's probably some stuff in the background, but I'm a Nazi about what goes on this in terms of apps and what doesn't.
Really?
I am.
Me too.
For that very reason.
Yeah. So
but anyways,
another thing too is about how the phone starts up. So what is the startup disk? Like, what's being forced to start up when you start up the phone?
Yeah. And there's all that stuff they put on these phones that you don't need that yeah. runs in the background.
You know, Apple doesn't do that, right?
Yep.
Sorry.
No, it sure does. They have theirs too. Of course they do.
Did you know that your phone has key logging and ours don't?
Oh my gosh. This is like Russia against the United States.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Okay, the best option for a screen is DJI's large screen. Not the small screen, the large screen.
DJI's large screen.
DJI's large screen is the only screen that has that full brightness that they advertise. I think it's a great thing. I have an iPad mini 3 or 4 in my GPC case. I probably haven't pulled it out in a month or two. I know you're going to hate hearing that.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Maybe we'll find another. Small, well, we're going to need the iPad for the fly-in. Anyway, I haven't
potatoes.
Used my iPad in a long time because they overheat consistently. Now, for me, I have very, very sharp vision. In fact, if you meet me, you'll learn I'm pretty much half deaf. And my vision on this little phone is good enough to get what I want when I want. I wouldn't recommend the new iPads either, the cheaper iPad that they just came out with, because there's no anti-glare technology on the screen itself. So you're actually making it worse for yourself. A lot of people say, you know, Paul, what is really the best screen? The problem with, you know, having a FlySight monitor is the fact that none of your data is being collected. So if you are looking at your DJI score and you're like, look at my DJI Go app. I wonder what my current score is. I wonder how I stack up against other pilots. Look, I'm guilty of it too, okay? I want to know what's my score. So I've been using, you know, notice of firmware agreement. See, boom, right there. Cancel. Cancel. Okay. See, I already have to go into freaking airplane mode to open up DJI Go because I refuse to update it. Hmm. Absolutely refuse. I've seen so many problems with other people's birds, and I just won't do it. Like, absolutely won't do it. Now it's asking me to sign in. Okay, so I use my phone. I would recommend a larger phone like the iPhone 7 Plus or one of the Plus phones. Remember that you've got to keep your phone relatively clear. You want to close out most of your apps. I like to fly in do not disturb mode, or I put my phone in airplane mode for a couple of quick reasons. Nothing infuriates me more than when someone calls me and I'm mid-shot.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's Sarah. And most of the time, I cannot freak out on Sarah.
And she should stink and know that I'm flying my drone. Damn it.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of you guys understand where I'm coming from.
I love that.
Then
that
you gotta,
line of, I love that line of thinking.
And then you got to think
Jerk.
About... Okay, the worst thing is, next time one of those
I'm never
scam...
never calling Paul again because he might be flying.
Next time one of those scam people calls you and you're mid-flight, you can be like, I'm in the middle of flying an airplane off of my phone and you just called and now I can't see where I'm flying. Do you feel comfortable just risking the lives of hundreds of people, like, hang up. So no, I don't deal with that crap anymore. I put my phone on airplane mode, which is actually ironic that it's airplane mode.
Yeah, that is a little ironic for sure.
So will it interfere with your signal? It can if you're in, you know, heavily populated areas, densely populated areas. I personally really, for the reasons of not being distracted while I'm flying, I put my phone on airplane mode. Also, I'm not going to get, this is the real reason that I always put my phone in airplane mode whenever I turn on the drone. I do not want to see any shenanigans from the DJI Go app.
Right.
I'm absolutely sick of the application. It is horrible. It has only gone downhill since the Inspire 1.
So it's a necessary evil because you have to have it, right?
Yeah, and the reason that I put my phone on airplane mode every single time I fly is I don't care about the firmware upgrades. I don't care about whatever new crap DJI wants to push. I'm frankly sick of it. It takes my startup time from, say, 90 seconds to 3 to 4 minutes. And I know for a lot of people, that's not a big deal. But when you're on set and you've been waiting all freaking day for the actor to get there and they're ready, they want you to be up in like 60 seconds.
Sure.
So that's number one. Number two, what I really, really dislike about this app.
We're going deeper.
Is every single time that I turn my bird on and turn it off, every single one of my settings gets reset. Mm-hmm. Every single one.
And that's just plain stupid.
It really is stupid. And, you know, Jason tries to justify with them all the time, like, oh, well, how can you do app updates if you don't wipe all the app settings? It's like, BS, dude. Like, honestly.
They're smarter than that.
Yeah, they are smarter than that. It's just the fact that they're lazy. And when some other drone manufacturer gets the funding and gets the right people together, I think DJI is going to have a rude awakening, just like how Amazon is getting a rude awakening to Walmart this week.
Hmm.
So Walmart is saying, all right, you guys like shopping at Amazon? I see you, but you want it now, right? So guess what? We're going to give you a discount if you order it online and then come pick it up in the store.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And the discount is worth it to buy all things from Walmart.
I just saw that Amazon, this is way off the point, but since you brought it up, has 43% of all online sales, retail sales.
That's crazy. Did you also hear, though, how they manipulated the market the last year?
I don't doubt that for a second.
They gave out $1 billion in loans to third-party sellers to help them advertise to other sellers because there are a lot of products that people do not shop for on Amazon. And I'm having a hard time with one of my products right now because of that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not best for a lot of things Amazon's not best for. Anyway, so you use your phone.
I use my phone.
Put it in airplane mode.
Here's why I use my phone.
Don't buy one of those fancy iPads. You wouldn't.
No, it's a waste of money. They overheat. And if you are ever flying in the south, if you're ever flying on the west and it gets hot, you're going to have a very rude awakening. Someone did finally create an iPad cooling solution, but it does not fit in the holder itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't put the iPad and the holder in your remote and do
cool
it.
Cool idea.
Uh-huh.
It's not quite ready.
Nope. So honestly, you know, everyone's different. So guys, if you hear this, my solution is not going to be the solution for everyone.
Right.
And I think that's important to realize. We're all different and we all like different things. For me, I have really good vision. So having a small screen is okay. But for a lot of older guys, it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, and also, like, for example, let's take Vic, right? Vic never flies in super hot environments, like ever. He's got an iPad Pro or whatever it is. And, you know, and he jokes about, because he has glasses, like, this makes it really easy for me to see what I'm doing.
No, and that's a very fair point. So let's just go down that road then for a quick sec. So if you're that person, you don't need to get the latest, fanciest iPad, right, and spend a bunch of money. I mean, you could even get an older one, and it's going to be just as good.
Here's the key, guys. If you only run one app, like let's say you just run DJI Go on that iPad, and you don't fill it up with a bunch of extra crap, you don't have a bunch of apps.
So don't let the kids have it.
Yep, you don't have a lot of apps running in the background. An iPad Pro from 2 years ago with an A7 or A9 chip in it is going to be plenty fast for DJI Go. But if you have DJI Go turned on, the cache turned on, meaning it's saving videos to your iPad, you're going to run into some significant problems in a few months. Now, I've run into a lot of guys who say, well, here's what I'm doing. I cache my videos in case I have a crash. So that way I always have my footage, which I think is actually kind of smart. And then every week I clear out my iPad. I already have so many weekly tasks that I have to do because of this business. I can't add anymore. Right. So for me, it's all about simplifying, creating the most efficient processes possible to get the most clients to the door, to make sure all of them feel special and happy and that they got what they came here to get.
Sure, and absolutely. And the other point is you don't necessarily need to get the cellular version of the iPad. You don't need that.
You don't need that unless you're a mapper. So that's one thing I did not talk about.
Okay.
If you are a mapper, I would recommend having a device with cellular service.
So that it can automatically be shooting it up to the cloud? Is that the idea?
You have to be able to download the geospace where you're mapping. So essentially,
on the fly, essentially. Okay.
So for example, when we went back out to the Imus Ranch to go shoot the ghost town, the studio, all of us were like freaking out because like, hey, no one has service. How are we going to pull up this thing? Thank God for the Wii Boost. So my little cell phone range extender.
So just to push back on that, just a little bit. Even in that scenario, if you didn't have cellular on your iPad, you could connect it to your phone, download the maps, and do it that way, right?
It's just a lot slower, but yes, you can do it. Okay. So, yeah.
So in that case, if you're going to be doing a lot of that, it's probably worth spending the extra $150 or whatever it is.
For cellular data, or just use a really good, powerful phone. So that's what I did.
Cool.
Like literally when I bought my last phone, I got the biggest one I could get because I knew I use it a lot for drone flying.
Right. Makes sense.
Anyway, and I still fill up this phone weekly.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Anyway, guys, I hope that answers the question for you. If you found this information valuable, maybe share it with someone. Make you look cool because, hey, here's information that helps someone else. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Pablo.
My name is Roberto.
Adios y hasta mañana.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.